You're listening to 91.3 FM WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Mando Richard here, and tonight we've got a young man named Jesse Rubin that we're going to talk to. He'll be appearing at World Cafe Live at the Queen on Saturday the 13th in the upstairs area there. And we just want to make sure you get a chance to hear him and decide if you would like to go to that particular concert. So before we get him on the phone, let's start one of his tracks playing. This is his brand new, let's go ahead and do this one. This is a brand new single called First Day of Summer. It was just released last month. So here's Jesse Rubin on the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
You can call the cops, call the police. You stole my heart, this one's a thief. Call off the search, look at the facts. I love you so much that I don't want it back. Oh, we got a good thing going on, and I don't want another. I know it might sound sappy, but you make me so happy, like the first day of summer. I'll call you darling, you call me honey. No, it don't matter if we run out of money. You make me laugh while I'm making dinner. You're so fun and it's so simple. Oh, we got a good thing going on. We rely on each other. I know it might sound savvy, but you make me so happy, like the first day of summer. Sounds sappy, but you make me so happy, like the first day of summer. And everywhere that I go, all the people that I meet, well, no one can compare, darling, no one can compete. No one fits the way we fit, no one thinks the way we think. It's just you. Well, you can call the cops, call the police. You stole my heart, this one's a thief. Call off the search, look at the facts. I love you so much that I don't want it back. Oh, we got a good thing going on. We rely on each other. I know it might sound savvy, but you make me so happy, like the first day of summer.
Jesse and I were busy talking, and lo and behold, the song finished.
It's a short song.
Thanks so much for joining us. Jesse and I were reminiscing about my days running, and he still is running. How are you doing?
I'm really great, man. It's a beautiful day here in New York City. I've been catching up with the Olympics a little bit and, you know, just living the dream.
Well,
I guess.
We just heard your brand new single, First Day of Summer, and that is a ridiculously upbeat song.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm putting a record out. I'm working on a record called A Reply to Violence, and it's basically a concept record about dealing with difficult things and personal things and dealing with all the stuff going on in the world. And when I was working on it, you know, I really thought, I think to balance this out, you know, I think I should just have a really fun one. Because I've had upbeat songs, but never songs that were just supposed to be fun. And I went down to Nashville and wrote a bunch of songs, and I wrote that one in about 15 minutes with a good friend of mine named Ryan Horn. And I showed it to my producer, and he was like, "What is that? We have to record that." And so, yeah, it's very different than any of the things that I've released before. But, sometimes you just need a song that feels good, you know? So that's I love playing it. It makes me happy. And, yeah, it's a fun song.
Tell us about the inspiration for that title for the EP that's going to be on, A Reply to Violence.
Yeah, so that was a Leonard Bernstein quote. I was walking around the East Village a couple years ago, and there was a quote that said, "This will be our reply to violence, that we make music more beautifully, more devotedly, and more passionately than ever before." And I really loved that quote, because I think that's what music is for. You know, it's for those really intense moments, and it was just this sort of aha moment. My next record is going to be called A Reply to Violence. Unfortunately, since I had that thought a couple years ago, a lot of really bad stuff has happened in the world, and I have also dealt with some intense personal stuff. I was very sick for a very long time and sort of had to step away from music for like 2 years. And so for me, the title and the album itself is that much more meaningful.
Well, I think it's a good thing that you're trying to pursue that, because as you said, there's been an awful lot of crazy stuff going on, and so much political rhetoric is the rhetoric of hate and the rhetoric of division.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel very good, you know?
Well, I'm looking forward to that whole record coming out. I mean, that track we just heard, First Day of Summer, it's just so happy and catchy.
Thank you. I'm glad. I like that you're like smiling thinking about it. That makes me happy. I like that.
Well, you know, artists who make me smile are the lifeblood of the music room here on WVUD.
That's right. I love that.
Well, we were busy heckling each other. Offline, we discovered that we are brothers from different mothers from different decades, as we share the same birthday, July 27th.
Which is crazy. What are the chances of that?
And
I mean, I guess we know what the chances are, but still, that never happens. I love it. Did you have a good birthday?
I went to work.
I went to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida with my twin sister. I think I win.
Yeah, you win that one, Jesse.
I definitely win.
Now, were you born in Philly and then moved to Brooklyn?
Yeah, so I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and then I went to college in Boston. I went to music school there. And then after that, I moved to Nashville for a year and a half, and then I moved to New York, and I've been in New York for about 7 years.
So we're technically the tail end down here in Newark, Delaware, of the Philadelphia metro area. So
yeah, we'll take you as long as you like our sports teams. Like you are more than welcome to join us. We are fine with that.
And the reason that we're talking to you is you're going to be in the area on Saturday the 13th at the World
Cafe. That's right. Yeah,
World Cafe Live at the Queen upstairs.
Upstairs. I love that venue so much. World Cafe in Philly has always been, you know, like my hometown venue, and they've been great. And so when I found out they were opening the Delaware version, I was really excited, and I've played there a couple times, and every time I love it. I just think they do a great job running a venue, and the artists they have there are amazing. And I've seen a bunch of shows there, so I can't wait. I can't wait to come back.
And folks, if you're interested, you can go to queentickets.worldcafelive.com to get more information on that show. You're going to be on the bill with a duo called Dalla. And again, that's Saturday the 13th at the World Cafe Live at the Queen. As long as we're in full huckster mode, why don't you promote your website?
Yeah, my website is jesserubin.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-R-U-B-E-N. And there you have, you know, shows, videos, photos, music, all that good stuff.
All right, now we've got the business out of the way. We can just have fun.
I was having fun already.
Good, good. I wanted to ask you about the song that I think was the first one that I'd heard of yours, that song, We Can.
Yeah.
You wrote that after you finished a marathon?
Yeah, so I used to run the marathon every year for the Christopher Reeve Foundation, which does spinal cord injury and paralysis research and quality of life care. I have a very good friend who had an accident 10 years ago and became quadriplegic. And so I was working with the Reef Foundation, and they asked me if I would run the New York City Marathon for them. I said yes, which was the most insane thing I've ever said yes to in my life, and started getting friends to run and raising money and doing all this great stuff. And I wanted to write a song that really gave people permission to do the sort of crazy, outrageous things that they've always wanted to do. I found that especially as we get older, we sort of stuff those things down. And for me, running a marathon was so out of what I thought was possible and was never going to happen. And so I wrote We Can, because I wanted to allow people to do those kind of things.
Sort of led to a whole movement. I mean, I was reading that you got invited to come to schools all over North America.
Yeah, so what happened was I thought when I put the song out that it would inspire people to run a little bit. And it did. I had, you know, a couple dozen people sign up for their first 5K, 10K. A couple people did like half marathons, marathons, and, you know, listened to the song as they crossed the finish line, which is amazing. And then I had a school reach out to me in Vancouver Island, Canada, and they said, you know, we really love your song, and we'd love for you to come visit. And so I did, and we made a music video for the song with all the kids in the school, and they all had little signs that had their weekend I Can goals, which was really great. And I came back to New York, and I thought, that's a really great thing that I just did. That was fun. And then I started getting emails and phone calls from other educators and people that work with kids, you know, saying, what is that program? We want you to come do that at our school. That looks really amazing, all this stuff. And I got enough of those that I had to go, okay, well, I'm going to have to figure this out because I don't know anything about working with kids, but I know people that do. And so I started working with some really brilliant people, and we created something called the We Can Project, which is basically a service-based learning project for elementary school and middle school students. And it's been, we've had over 300,000 students in North America, and starting in the fall, we're going to start having our first international schools. And it's just been a really amazing thing. I never thought when I started playing music that I would end up working with kids, but it's so rewarding and it's so fun. And I get to travel and be with people, and I've seen communities do some really amazing things because of the We Can Project. So it's really a privilege to get to do that.
Well, let's let the folks listen to We Can from Jesse Rubin here on on WVUD.
A lot of people doubted me. They laughed in my face, said there ain't no way I would finish that race. But I kept my head down and laced up my shoes. I ran a marathon when no one thought I could. I didn't always want to, but I said that I would. And I learned a lot about what I can do. It doesn't matter if they don't believe. It doesn't matter if they do not understand. 'Cause every dream that I'm trying to achieve, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can. So make a list, do not make it brief. Write down every single wish and every little thing that you want. Don't sell yourself short. Don't ever hesitate if people turn you down. Do not settle, do not wait. Don't ever turn around, 'cause you're almost there. I swear it's yours. And all that matters is there's no regrets. It doesn't matter if they do not understand. 'Cause everything you want you haven't gotten yet. You can, you can, you can. You can, you can, you can. And right now on this planet, there are things that we can fix. There are people going hungry. A lot of them are kids, and it's so unfair.
They're scared and all alone. Wars are being fought over land and over God, and we need a different plan. 'Cause I think that we forgot that we're all the same. We're just love and blood and bones. It doesn't matter if they think we're wrong. It doesn't matter if they do not understand. 'Cause every obstacle we need to overcome, we can, we can, we can. It doesn't matter if they think we're wrong. It doesn't matter if they do not understand. 'Cause every obstacle we need to overcome, we can, we can, we can. We can, we can, we can. We can, we can, we can. We can, we can, we can.
Well, Jesse, you just told us that we all can.
That's right.
I think one of the things, though, I think is really interesting about that story, I mean, about that song is, you know, we told the story of how it became this whole We Can project, but when you were laid up with Lyme disease, I think that song ended up inspiring you to get going again, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Lyme disease situation was easily the most difficult part, the most difficult thing that I have ever had to deal with. I never thought about chronic illness for a second, and then all of a sudden I was sort of thrown into this world of doctors and patients and insurance and medicine, and It really takes a toll when you don't feel like yourself day in, day out for such a long time. And I mean, to be honest, you know, I used to preach positivity all the time and believing in yourself and all that stuff. And there were definitely times where that just went right out the window. And then when I finally started to feel better and having to reconcile with trying to be a human being again, that was sort of where the next song that we're going to play, I think, which is called This Is Why I Need You, came from. A lot of people think that song is a love song, and it is. It so is. But it's also really an acknowledgement of all of the people that helped me get through that period of my life, and all the my doctors and people that were really patient with me, and other people with Lyme that I spoke to who could relate to my story. That song's really about the people that help you get from one place to a better place when you don't even know if you're going to be able to do that. And so that's another reason. Yeah, I mean, that first of all, it's the power of music. You know, like writing that for me was so therapeutic and so wonderful, but also just, you know, trying to convey something that's really complicated and difficult to convey.
Well, the folks aren't going to get to hear that for about another 7 minutes. So,
I'm sorry.
So clearly, this is live radio. This is not planned or scripted. This is not SiriusXM.
I got excited. it was such a good segue, and I blew it.
That's quite all right. I'm just teasing you, as you well know. What I want to ask you, though, before we play that, is about some of your experiences. I see you do a lot of house concerts, and yeah, you've toured with people who fill up big places as well. Tell us a little bit about your experiences with those different kinds of venues you've played in.
House concerts, a lot of people in the music industry have a negative connotation towards them, but they can be really wonderful. You know, there's something to be said for, in this world where there's so much technology and there's so much in the way and people on their phones all the time, to be with a small group of people, 20, 30 people in a small space playing music and just like being there and connecting, I just think it's really wonderful. It's a great way for me to get to know the people that like what I do. One thing that's really interesting about being a musician is unless people reach out to you and tell you that they care and that they like what you're doing and that you don't actually know. You know, you hope that there are people listening, but unless you hear from them, you really don't know. So playing concerts and private events and, you know, people's birthdays or weddings or your special celebrations. You know, I just flew down to Virginia to play a family reunion 4th of July thing, you know, stuff like that. It's just really special because it's a way to connect with with people on a really personal level and be a part of their lives more than just music that they put on in the background. You know, you literally get to be there and meet them. And I that's one of the things that I love so much about playing music is I get to travel and meet people and have an impact. And so that's a great way to do that. And then as far as playing with bigger people, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play with some pretty incredible artists at some pretty big places. You know, I've played with Don McLean and Jewel and some other really great people. And it's those things, I look at those things as like a glimpse of what the next phase of my life looks like. You know, so if I get to play for 1,000 people or 1,500 people and I do a good job, which I usually do, I think, it's nice to know that, like, oh, when I get to that level, like, this is what that's going to look like. And it's amazing to see. I've played with some people that don't handle it well and are very successful and mean to people. And then I've played with people that handle it beautifully and with grace and are so generous. And so it's just, it for me, it's a way to learn from other people. Just like when I play with people that are maybe just starting out trying to do the singer-songwriter thing, I hope that they can take away something from watching me.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, as people have already heard, I mean, sometimes your music is spare, just you and a guitar, and sometimes it's, you know, produced in a studio with lots of collaborators.
Yeah.
This is live radio. You're not supposed to leave dead air like that, Jesse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't, what would you like to know?
Well, just talk about the experience. What's different? What do you like about the two?
I think it's, for me, the songs always start just me and a guitar. You know, like, for me, there's something really special about that, and I will always love that. I think there are a lot of people that do that really like the solo acoustic thing, and so I try to do a lot of that. I tour a lot solo, but there's also something to be said for seeing what a song sounds like when you're working with a lot of different people and you have input from other people. I mean, one thing that's kind of interesting about what I do is that music for me is so much a solo act. You know, like when I tour alone, I write alone a lot of the time, I perform alone. When I have opportunities to collaborate with people and perform with other people and record with other people, it's a totally different thing. It's a totally different job. And I think if there are songs that you want to reach a certain audience, you just have to record them a certain way and fill them out with a rhythm section and stuff like that. But for me, it's always interesting. The goal is always, how can I love the song as much when it's produced as I do when it's just me and a guitar? And I think that's always the goal.
Well, Jesse, you've been a great sport putting up with my razzing you and teasing you here live on the air.
I love this.
And again, I just think, I mean, you're remarkable. Your involvement with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation and you know, doing different events, you know, to try and work on the spinal cord issues, that's tremendous. And this weekend project that you've been doing, that's tremendous. And you're just so positive and upbeat. And keep it up, my friend.
Thank you. So I'm actually running the marathon this year. This is like the last box I have to check off on my Lyme recovery. I'm running the New York City Marathon this year, and I'm raising money for Lyme disease research, which no one in the history of a major marathon has ever done. Me and one other girl are running to raise money for Lyme disease research. So for me, it's like, it's very full circle. But no, thank you so much for having me. It's been really great. I hope your listeners can make it to the show on Saturday at World Cafe. It's going to be really great. And, you know, jesserubin.com. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Jesse, it's been great. And now, folks, we're going to get to listen to the song Jesse told us about. This is
this is my favorite song that I've ever written, by the way.
Is it really?
My favorite. When I wrote this song, I hadn't written anything in 2 years, and I wrote it, and I played it through the first time, and my thought was like, oh, yeah. Still got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Jesse Rubin with This Is Why I Need You. And again, you can see him Saturday the 13th at World Cafe live at the Queen. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
I have so many questions and places to go. There are too many options, far too many unknowns. This is why I need you. And everyone talks now, but no one is right. There are too many armies with no one to fight. This is why I need you. 'Cause you make the darkness less dark. You make the edges less sharp. You make the winter feel warmer. And you make my weakness less weak. You make the bottom less deep. You make the waiting feel shorter. You make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. So many problems and no one who cares. There are so many roads and they all need repairs. This is why I need you. And there's not enough chocolate, there's too many chores. There are so many mountains that I haven't explored. This is why I need you. 'Cause you make the darkness less dark. You make the edges less sharp. You make the winter feel warmer. And you make my weakness less weak. You make the bottom less deep. You make the waiting feel shorter. Make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You keep the ship moving forward, and you make it easy to try. You make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. That's sites, S-I-T-E-S, dot UDEL, U-D-E-L, dot E-D-U, slash TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Bonjour, c'est Courtney Granger et t'as écouté la station 91.3 FM WVUD. WVUD HD1, New York, Delaware. Merci beaucoup.